Welcome to the Laura's House podcast series. In this installment of our podcast series, we will learn more about healing from the body up, a therapeutic technique based on inspiring interventions that address general and specific traumas experienced by those impacted by domestic violence. With me today is Adrienne Nada, a domestic violence clinical educator with Laura's House. Welcome, Adrienne.
Thank you, Laura.
Let's start by defining healing from the body up, also known as HBLU. What exactly is HBLU?
Well, healing from the body level up is a holistic psychotherapy system. It reproducibly clears mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual blocks to success or growth. HBLU was developed by Judith Swack, PhD, and integrates the best of biomedical science, psychology, spirituality, applied kinesiology, hypnosis, NLP or neuro-linguistic programming, and other energy psychology techniques with her original research on the structure of complex damage patterns. HBLU is a unique way to get unstuck or unblocked and eliminate struggle by clearing unconscious patterns that cause self-sabotage. In addition to healing, HBLU is a valuable modality for facilitating personal growth, spiritual evolution, and self-actualization.
What are some of the damage patterns treated by HBLU?
Well, damage patterns include life experience, which could be traumas, phobias, issues with boundaries, etc. Also personality wounds, problems with identity, and external interferences and influences. These patterns cause negative feelings, thoughts, and behaviors, which in turn cause blocks to enjoying life and achieving goals. When one experiences a trauma, for example, an imprint is made on that individual during the experience. That imprint may include certain limiting beliefs, such as, I am not lovable or I am unworthy. More than likely, there is also an imprint of negative feelings, such as hurt, fear, anger, or sadness. If someone is moving through the world with the belief that one has no worth, or maintains the inescapable feeling of anger or fear, then that person is likely to find oneself in similar patterns and difficult relationships. The general quality of life may also decrease.
How is HBLU used with those affected by domestic violence?
Well, HBLU is a modality that can be used to heal the damage patterns created by a history of violence or abuse. Due to the safe and respectful techniques involved in HBLU, clients are able to heal their traumas without reliving their experiences or getting re-traumatized through having to tell their story. When a damage pattern is processed and cleared through the interventions, the client can move forward in life without the repetition of the same struggle. Many individuals who have been abused suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. HBLU is very effective in treating the symptoms of PTSD.
What techniques are used in HBLU?
HBLU is an umbrella, meaning that it has many techniques that have been combined in order to offer the best intervention for each particular client's unique constitution. Everyone's different. Techniques have been borrowed from the field of acupressure, applied kinesiology, energy psychology, experiential therapy, hypnosis, and also psychodynamic therapy. The aim of these techniques can range from eliciting a relaxation response of a certain stressor, to accessing spirituality in order to release harmful messages that are causing barriers. These techniques are structured in a way that is safe and fast.
Adrienne, what's the goal of HBLU?
The goal of HBLU is to promote healing of those parts of the client that are no longer serving the whole being. through the integration of the conscious and unconscious mind, the body and the soul or the spiritual self, one can communicate properly and live fully. This allows for clients to stop repetitive behaviors, including abusive relationships, and feel peaceful. HBLU follows the client's lead by using that individual's own deepest wisdom to find the damage and figure out how to heal it.
In addition to HBLU, what other programs does Laura's House offer that use creative therapeutic techniques such as art therapy?
Well, our other programs include the Restorative Arts Group, the Self-Esteem Creative Process Group, and the Creative Heart Teen Group. The Restorative Arts Group focuses on the necessary healing aspects of personal growth in a safe, supportive environment, using structured art tasks and projects to address difficult issues surrounding domestic violence. The Self-Esteem Creative Process Group is an 8-week group that uses a variety of art therapy interventions to help participants understand the dynamics of self-esteem, including where it comes from, and how to begin actively cultivating more of it within themselves. Specific topics covered in this group include strengthening and rediscovering identity, valuing and protecting your core self, evaluating influences, embracing unconditional worth and love, releasing self-esteem, undermining thoughts and practices. And the Creative Heart Teen Group is an extension of our organization's successful HEART, which stands for Healthy Emotions and Attitudes in Relationships for Teens. It's an outreach program. This closed group is for teens whose lives have been impacted by domestic violence. The format of this program enables teens to more fully recognize signs of abusive behavior in others, and provides tips on how to set boundaries in their abusive relationships. Each session includes an art project and subsequent discussion to both educate and empower teens to develop healthy relationship skills and end the cycle of violence in their own lives.
Before we conclude this podcast, can you tell me a little bit more about Laura's House and the programs and services the organization provides to victims of domestic violence?
Sure. Laura's House is a community-based nonprofit organization that empowers individuals and families to lead violence-free lives. We offer a comprehensive range of services, including safe refuge for women and children escaping violent homes. We also offer legal support services, counseling, community education, and prevention workshops for teens on healthy relationships and dating violence. The inception of Laura's House was inspired by a true story about a woman named Laura from Orange County who was a victim of domestic violence. Unfortunately, the end of her particular story is a very tragic one. Her life was cut short with her untimely death at age 38. Since 1994, Laura's House has continued to grow and offer a multitude of programs and services which provide vital support and education aimed at avoiding such tragic circumstances from ever occurring again. Our mission is to change the social beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors that perpetuate domestic violence while creating a safe space in which to empower individuals and families affected by abuse.
How can someone learn more or get involved with Laura's House?
Well, you can learn more by logging on to our website at www.laurashouse.org or calling 949-361-3775. Women and children in need of emergency shelter can call our toll-free hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That number is 866-498-1511. Our Counseling and Resource Center can be reached at 949-361-3775. 361-3775.
That concludes another installment of the Laura's House podcast series. Thanks for joining me, Adrienne.
Thank you, Laura.